A Jewish Journal article. Spielberg says anti-Semitism is no longer lurking, but standing proud, like 1930s Germany. Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg said in an interview on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that anti-Semitism today has risen to the point where it is no longer lurking, but standing proud, like it was in Germany during the 1930s. Spielberg was discussing his latest film, The Fabelmans, with Stephen Colbert. The film is a semi-autobiographical movie in which a character based on a young Spielberg is subjected to anti-Semitic bullying in high school. Colbert asks Spielberg if he was surprised at the rise of public anti-Semitism today. He replied it was very, very surprising. Anti-Semitism has always been there. It's either been just around the corner and slightly out of sight but always lurking, or it has been much more overt like in Germany in the 30s, Spielberg said, per Variety. But not since Germany in the 30s have I witnessed anti-Semitism no longer lurking, but standing proud with hands on hips like Hitler and Mussolini, kind of daring us to defy it. I've never experienced this in my entire life, especially in this country. He added that, the marginalizing of people that aren't part of some kind of a majority race is something that has been creeping up on us for years and years and years. Hate became a kind of membership to a club that has gotten more members than I ever thought was possible in America, the filmmaker said, and hate and anti-Semitism go hand in hand. You can't separate one from the other. However, Spielberg told Colbert he believes Anne Frank was correct in thinking that most people are good. I think essentially at our core, there is goodness and there is empathy, he said. Not since Germany in the 30s have I witnessed anti-Semitism, no longer lurking but standing proud with hands on hips like Hitler and Mussolini, kind of daring us to defy it. I've never experienced this in my entire life. Especially in this country. Steven Spielberg # ColbertPick.twitter.com/ZGMMNVFMs. The Late Show, at Colbert Late Show, March 3, 2023. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted that Spielberg's words were incredibly poignant, and thanked Colbert for distinguishing between public and private # anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has always been there, but right now more people feel emboldened to act on their hate, Greenblatt wrote. Incredibly poignant words from the brilliant Steven Spielberg. Thank you. At Stevenathome, for asking the question and for distinguishing between public and private # anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has always been there, but right now more people feel emboldened to act on their hate. https://t.co/c6chemfb88. Jonathan Greenblatt, at jgreenblattattle, March 3, 2023. End Jew Hatred tweeted, Spielberg has it right. Jew hatred has always been hiding in plain sight, slowly becoming normalized and mainstream. Whether it comes from people shouting Nazi salutes or demanding to globalize the Intifada, we see Jew hatred in the open. Disgustingly, violently standing proud. They added. We need to confront Jew hatred by calling it what it is. The fight for our freedom and our civil rights means denormalizing hatred by challenging it. We are the ones who need to stand proud, armed linked together, defiant in the face of evil. We need to confront Jew hatred by calling it what it is. The fight for our freedom and our civil rights means denormalizing hatred by challenging it. We are the ones who need to stand proud, armed linked together, defiant in the face of evil. End Jew hatred, at Endfoddered, March 3, 2023.